It is John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap on a lovely sunny Monday morning in Liverpool. Lots of the Reds are off to Brighton, including Lewis Steele, who covers Liverpool Football Club for the Daily Mail. So I thought it'd be nice to catch up before he jumps on it. Is it a train or a car today, Lewis? How are you getting down there?
Train today. I'm with Paul Ghost and a couple of the other lads. Hopefully have a bit of time to have a wander around Brighton, because I love Brighton. It's one of my favourite places. So yeah, get down there about 5 hours before the match, hopefully, and then just wander around, get down the Amex for about 6-7.
Absolutely lovely. Yeah, a little bit gutted I haven't done the trip today. I've done all the winter ones. Yeah, for a couple of reasons, not able to sort of get down there tonight, but Neil and Craig are down there already with a couple of others, and I'm sure they'll enjoy it. But it's an interesting game, isn't it? Because, you know, Liverpool are in this funny, wonderful position now with nothing to play for. Brighton, not a huge amount to play for either, although it'll be their last home game of the season. And so teams always want to go out on a bit of a high. You obviously went to the press conference on Friday, and then you, with the written press, spend a little bit of time with Arna after that, and I noticed some new quotes went out on for those last night and it'd be in the papers today. So how did you find him after his trip away and things like that, and how do you think he's assessing this game? Because yeah, he seems like a man who's very much looking ahead.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, obviously, as we saw all of last week, he was partying Ibiza on the sunbeds and that, but I think part of his mind was already occupied by next season, not just in terms of signings, but in terms of can he tweak his system slightly. He talked a bit about Pep Guardiola and how, you know, City sort of had to evolve year on year with different tactical innovations and whatever, with, you know, false nines, John Stones into midfield, all that stuff. And I think Slot sort of has taken a bit of inspiration from that. He knows that he can't stand still because teams will work him out slightly, and he said that's already started to happen a little bit. So he's going to use these next two games to sort of maybe trial a few things out. I think in the last game, the fullbacks were a lot more advanced than they have been all season. I think the touch maps and heat maps and all that show that. But yeah, he's just a really calm guy. But we knew that from the start. But he's even more calm now. I think he's relaxed around Liverpool. I think he's won the league. He thinks it's his club more now. Whereas at the start, I think he did have a bit of imposter syndrome. But he's so relaxed with us guys now. He gives us some good sound bites. He has a laugh with us. You know, he talks to us just basically having a chat before we get started about what he's up to at the weekend. He was watching the Eredivisie final game last night. PSV won the title.
Yeah.
He's just looking ahead now, I think. And it'll be a good one tonight, I think.